Welcome to Ask the Guru, the podcast where we answer the big questions like, who am I and why am I here? Thank you so much for joining me on this quest for the answers. Today on Ask the Guru, I'm going to answer the question that most of us have asked at some point in our life. We always approach this time in our life where we're uncomfortable. Maybe we're uncomfortable in our skin. We're dealing with some sort of health issue. Or we're uncomfortable in our home. We've outgrown it in some way. It's no longer serving us. Or we've outgrown our relationship, our job. In some way, we are feeling really uncomfortable. And the question is, what do I do when I'm hating where I'm at, where I am so uncomfortable with whatever is happening in this moment, whatever it is that I'm experiencing right now, again, in any of those areas? I want to start by saying this is absolutely a normal phenomenon. This is something we should have happen as we're growing, as we're expanding, as we're changing. Our needs change. This might mean that that relationship we have is no longer serving us, or the job that we have, or whatever it is. At one point, it was perfect, but now maybe it's no longer serving us because we've grown, we've changed, and we're ready to move forward. So here's where it gets a little tricky, because we are frustrated with whatever it is that we're experiencing right now. See, when we outgrow something, it becomes really uncomfortable. So usually the relationship, as we've outgrown it, it's going to be like nails on the chalkboard. We're going to be very irritated with our significant other. The same with the job. We're going to be frustrated. We're going to wake up every day with the feeling, ugh, I hate going to work. I don't want to be there anymore. It'll feel a lot like resistance. And that resistance is going to build up in our body. So today, what I'm going to talk about is the solution to this issue. Because again, we don't want to stop being uncomfortable. We want to keep on having that growth, having those experiences of outgrowing things that are no longer serving us. But how do we move through those shifts and transitions with grace? So what we need to learn to do is to acknowledge our mind and the power of our mind to create the experience that we're having, or at least the perception of the experience that we're having. Yes, we can notice that we've outgrown the job, that it's no longer serving us, it's irritating us in some way, or the relationship, the health problem, whatever it is, right, that's poking at us. We can notice that. But what we don't want to do is resist it. We don't want to allow our thoughts to constantly occupy the space of irritation, frustration, resistance to what is. The only way to move forward, to grow, or to step into the next level is to first accept where you are at. Because when you're in resistance, you can't see solutions. When you are resisting what is, you are tense. Just think about the word resistance. When we're in a state of resistance, we are pushing away and we are contracting. So in contraction in our thoughts, so when we're feeling our thoughts are contracting, creating tension, creating stress, creating resistance, then we are no longer available to solutions, to forward movement. We are no longer available to even accessing within that moment a sense of peace or joy or happiness. So what I'm saying is we should not ask for the external circumstance to change. We don't want the external world to change. The mastery comes when we can change our internal world into a state of acceptance, no matter what is happening. Now, that doesn't mean, again, I'm not saying that we should allow people to abuse us, take advantage of us, treat us in certain ways. No way am I saying that. But what I'm saying is when you're in an uncomfortable situation, something that is frustrating you, I want you to check in and say, is it you and your thoughts about the situation that are creating the discomfort, the pain that you're experiencing in that moment? Is it actually the external environment, or is it your perception of the external environment? I mean, could I, in that same moment, place you in an environment that is wonderful, maybe perfect in all ways, and because you're in the resistant state, you'll find something wrong with it. The food will be too cold, the wind will be blowing, you'll be irritated in some way. And the same is true with the opposite. You know, could we find ourselves in a situation that maybe isn't perfect? It's not where we want to necessarily be, but can we accept it? Can we put on the filter or look at it through the filter of acceptance, where we look for what's right instead of what's wrong? We all know the experience of having an injury in the body that is creating pain. And when we're focused on the pain, it magnifies, it grows. We know this. We know that when we're looking at something that's wrong and we focus on it, we hyper-focus, we keep telling the story of it being wrong, it grows, it expands, it gets bigger and more intense and can become almost like a boulder that's burying you. But if you just turn your attention away from the pain, from the discomfort, the injury, for a moment and focus on something that feels good, something that isn't hurting, something that is working well. And if you notice that for a while and you bring your focus to it, you'll start to notice that the pain will diminish. It will start to subside. It's like becomes background noise instead of the primary focus. This is true with everything. So if we're focusing our attention on what's wrong, it becomes magnified. It takes you over. It becomes your whole experience of that moment, even though there's hundreds of other things you could give your attention to that are going right in that moment. And if we just shift our attention to what is right, suddenly we make our way into the space of acceptance. And acceptance is a powerful place to be. We can feel the difference in our bodies of occupying a space of acceptance. It feels relaxed. It feels open. It feels like it's willing to flow. It's looking for solutions. It's walking in grace. So acceptance is a powerful place to be, especially if what we want is change, if we want forward movement. If we want to release the old skin, the old relationship that we've outgrown. So when you're in the state of resistance, try to start not by looking for what's right, because sometimes it's just we are so frustrated and overwhelmed that it's almost impossible to turn away from what's wrong. We've magnified it so big that it has taken you over. And I understand that. So what you can do is you can just press pause. Take maybe 4 deep, slow breaths. Count them out in your mind. Try and relax the muscles in your body through the process of these 4 breaths. With each exhale, try and just release tension from your body. And then when you return into the moment, so maybe you close your eyes to take these breaths, maybe your eyes are open, but when you finish the 4 or 5 deep breaths, notice what is happening in that moment. Take a moment to notice something about that moment. What really is, what is happening right then. Not the story that you've been telling in your mind about what's wrong. Not the story of yesterday or the frustrations or the thoughts of people. But what really is in that moment, in your space. So you might just notice something like, oh, that's a nice picture on my wall, and I see it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm here in this moment. And then maybe from that place, from the anchor of the present moment, you might be able to find a thought that feels good. That thought might be, and I'm here. I'm here in this moment. I'm here right now. I'm here and I have a nice place to sit. I'm here and I'm taking a deep breath. It really could be that simple. And then from there, start to grow those thoughts. Start to grow them into a state of acceptance. And then from there, maybe you start to focus on thoughts of gratitude or appreciation. All of these types of thoughts are going to bring you into this power center of your heart. And it's from there that literally anything can happen. But oftentimes when we've moved into a state of resistance, we have moved out of that power center. See, we've become a victim. We've decided that the world is doing to us, that things are happening to us, that we are the victim of circumstance. Instead of saying, no, I have the power to not be resistant to what is, so now it can't bother me. It can't touch me. I have the power over my own peace. I can always choose a thought of acceptance over a thought of resistance. And it is that simple of a passageway into my own peace. And when I'm in my peace, I can anchor into appreciation and gratitude. And from there, I am in my superpower. I can connect with literally anything. I can make miracles happen from that space. So, I am going to leave you with that. The reminder that in any given moment, you are always faced with a choice. A choice to be in a space of resistance or acceptance. And it is so important that you check in from time to time with your inner dialogue. And you notice, am I in a state of resisting what is? Am I talking in my mind about everything that is wrong? Wrong with this moment, wrong with the people that from yesterday or the day before, wrong with what's going to happen later? Am I fixated on resistant thoughts? Or am I in a state of everything is happening perfectly? Everything is happening as it should. And I'm right where I need to be in this moment. Simple. It's simple, but it's powerful. So again, today, our conversation was about what do I do when I hate whatever is happening in my life? When I am so frustrated that I'm dealing with this injury, I'm dealing with this health problem, I'm dealing with this relationship. It starts with, can you get to a place of acceptance? Because at some point, that thing served you. It came in to give you a gift in some way, shape, or form. You have grown because of it. So move into a state of accepting it, because now it's part of your reality. It does you no good to resist it. Accept it, and then move from acceptance into your heart center, into a state of, in fact, I'm grateful that this thing came into my life. I'm grateful that I'm dealing with this experience because it has empowered me in some way. I appreciate all of the wonder and amazing things that I have. I am so incredibly grateful. From that place, I promise you, you can move forward like with magic. With miracles, people will be amazed at what you're capable of. All from harnessing your thoughts and turning them into thoughts that work for you, not against you. Again, thank you so much for spending your time with me, listening to this podcast. I encourage you to please share this podcast with your friends if you find value in it. And please subscribe. Just press follow so you can get notifications when I post new ones. I would love to hear your comments and questions. Thank you so much, and make it an amazing day.